If you are watching on East County, North County, there's nothing wrong with your screen. We are not having technical difficulties. It is dark. If you are a visitor, we are simply going to spend a couple minutes praying. We are on our knees because it represents our humility before God. We're going to call on God for His favor and power in our life. Lord Jesus, we come before You on our knees because we need You. We need Your love. We need Your patience. We need Your power in our life. We need Your miracles. There's some of you in here who need God to forgive you of your sin. We want to give you that opportunity that He would do that. There are some who need healing. Matter of fact, as you're on your knees, eyes closed, heads bowed, if you need God to heal you for something, just raise your hand up high. God bless all of you. We ask that God would heal you all today, right now, even in East County and North County, raise your hand. God bless you. Lord, we pray You heal those people right now. We believe that You can. So we ask You by faith. You can put your hands down. Lord, I pray that we would have faith to receive from You what You have for us. We pray for our North County campus. We pray You bless the leadership there, bless the people, bless the visitors. May they sense Your peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we pray for our East County campus that's just opening today. They're in overflow situations, sitting in the lobby. Praise the Lord. First day. Amen. Someone say, Jesus! We pray You bless the leadership. We pray that they are screaming in East County right now on their knees. And Lord, we pray that You would use that church out there to blow up East County with the love of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray for our campus here. We pray for the people online. Holy Spirit, we want to receive what You have for us. We are kneeling before the Father in humility, saying we have nowhere else to go. We're not going to get this kind of fellowship and this kind of worship at work. We're not going to get it at the charge game. We're not going to get it at the mall. In the house of God is where we come. So we come to You saying thank You. We love You. And as we stand, right after I say amen, we're going to stand. And as we stand very carefully, we're going to give God a standing ovation because He deserves all our love and praise. So we pray this in Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a hand. Let's get up and give the Lord a big hand. Amen. 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 Give someone a high five. Give someone a high five next to you. God bless you. Do we have a lady who's the man? Who's the man? We got East County online. Let's give East County a big hand. What's up? What's up? I've been getting pictures all morning, pictures of people in the lobby of East County. So we want to hear just the people in the lobby screaming over there in East County. What's up, y'all, East County? I can't believe it. So today's our grand opening, East County. We've been planning for that for years. God bless y'all. This is the first day of something incredible that's going to happen out there through y'all, and we're praying for you. We are one family, many locations. If you're a visitor, my name is Miles. We started in the year 2000. We started a church 2,000 years ago. Yeah. Technically, that's true. 2,000 years ago when Jesus died, the church started, and it was called The Rock. And He's the rock of our salvation. Amen? We started this church in the year 2000 at San Diego State. We moved here 2007. We have a site in San Marcos in North County. We have a site now in East County. And we want to put them all over San Diego. So if you're from a different part of San Diego, we got some feelers out in Chula Vista down in the south area. Okay. City Heights area. We would love to be in City Heights. So those are the two hotbeds. We don't know what's going to happen next, but just be praying. And the whole purpose is for people who live in those communities to not only go to church in their community and bring their neighbors and friends, but to serve the community. To serve the community. Last year, we did 235,000 hours of volunteer service for San Diego, worth $4 million. We want to get to a point where we're doing 1 million hours a year, because there's that much need in San Diego, and to whom much is given, much is required, and God has given us a lot. So let's knock it out. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's see your Bibles today. Let's see your Bibles today. My bad. One, two, three. Say word. Very good. Let's turn to Ezra 7. Ezra 7. If you have the Bible I have, it's on page 331. Ezra 7. I played football for 15 years, organized football, 15 years, from the age of 10 to the age of 25. And when I got to the NFL, one of the things we did more than any other level of football I played was we had a very intensive playbook. We had written exams two or three times per game, per week, quizzes on the other team, their players, their tendencies, et cetera, how big, strong, fast guys were, what they liked to do, what they didn't like to do. And the day of the game, and every practice and every workout, we had to warm up and prepare ourselves to play. And for all y'all who run, you know, ride your bike, do anything athletic here or wherever you live, you know the importance of warming up or preparing yourself to exercise. In a game situation, we had to prepare our body, so we would jog, do drills, ride the bike, go out in the field, whatever, physically to prepare our body. Then we would study our playbook to mentally prepare ourselves for the game. And then we have a motivational speak by the coach or some player to emotionally prepare us, not that we really needed it, but they did it anyway. And they yell at us, drop about 20 F-bombs, and then we say the Lord's Prayer. So it was kind of like we want to get kind of like the best of both worlds. And so we prepared our body, we prepared our mind, and we prepared our heart. So when we went on the field, we were able to do whatever was necessary to win the game. Today I want to talk about preparing ourselves to worship. Some of y'all come to church and you don't feel it. You see other people worshiping and you're just like thinking about how mad you are at your wife or how many bills you have or, you know, moving out of your apartment. You have all these the cares of the world distracting you from worship because you haven't prepared yourself. You also need to prepare yourself every day when you wake up, because every day, your whole day is an act, should be an act of worship. So before you open your eyes, you need to begin preparing yourself to worship God throughout the day. So everyone say preparation. And we want to talk about how do you get ready to worship. So when we would exercise, we'd warm up, we'd stretch. That wasn't the exercise. We were just getting ready to exercise. Because once we got in the game, there was going to be a lot of stress put on our body. So we had to be flexible and in condition so we can react to whatever happened in the game. Worship is a response of respect at the revelation of God. So you want to be ready to respond. When God does something in your life, you don't want to be like, oh, what happened? You want to be ready to respond so you can worship in a way that God deserves and in a way that honors God versus worshiping in a way that doesn't honor God. Because you can be singing a song, words are coming out of your mouth, even with a tone. I say even with, because some people, most people don't have tone. They have noise, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. But you can just have stuff come out of your mouth, and it's not worship. It's just words coming out of your mouth. You're just singing. Okay, so you got to be ready to worship. Okay, let's look at Ezra chapter 7, verse 10. This one verse, it says, Ezra, who was a priest, who was prepared there to get Israel to worship God again once they came back from their captivity in Babylon. They came back to Jerusalem, and he was there to get their hearts right. And it says in verse 10, Ezra 7:10, Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinance in Israel. Ezra prepared his heart. Everyone say prepared. You should assume that you are not ready to worship when you wake up. You should assume that you're not ready to worship when you get here. Don't assume that. Make sure you are. Any athlete, and I use athletics because we all see it all the time, and I think it's the most pure thing in the world. Can I get an amen? Five people, okay. They don't just wake up and go, okay, I'm going to play. No, they get ready. They prepare for months and years, and then the day of, they prepare for that two-hour competition. And even the champions, the world champions, prepare and prepare and prepare and prepare. Floyd Mayweather, who has been champ for 17 years, has never lost ever in his life. One of the things about him that many people might not know, he is a workout fanatic. 3 o'clock in the morning, he'll wake up and get his boxing team and say, we're going to run. And they'll train 3 o'clock in the morning. He's always, always preparing. And the thing about him, the brother has never lost. One of his claim to fame is that you can't hit him. He'll stand right there within this distance, and he'll be like this. He won't even have his arm up. He'll have his hand down, and you can't hit him. You're like, how can that be? You need to watch him fight. But he'll just, and you can't hit him. Why? Because he prepares, prepares, prepares. So don't think the devil is going to let you walk in here and worship God. Because the Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, when the devil was tempting Jesus, trying to get him to sin, the devil says to Jesus, if you worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. He wanted to worship so bad, he was willing to give up all the kingdoms of the world to Jesus. Now, Jesus is like, fool, I already own it. What are you talking about? You don't think the devil will give you whatever you want just to get you to worship him? So between the time you wake up and you open your eyes, and think about this, you wake up and then you open your eyes. In that moment, I would challenge you, don't open your eyes. Pray and discern, is your heart right? Has the devil been beating on you all night? Are you discouraged? Are you fearful? Do you even want to open your eyes? Sometimes I don't want to open my eyes. I don't want to face my day. Oh, I don't want to deal with what today's going to bring. And I don't even know what it is I don't want to deal with. I just feel pressure on my chest. And I have to say, Lord, I know the devil's, and this is sometimes day after day after day. I'm like, oh, God, I'm in a spiritual battle right now. Before I open my eyes, I'm already, get me ready for the day, because I can't go through the day with this burden. So don't just jump in and say, I'm ready. You're not. You got to get ready. So we're going to talk about getting your mind, your body ready, your mind, and your heart. But first, we want to talk about what it means to get ready. Turn to Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. One very simple principle. One very simple principle. We looked at Isaiah 6 last week. All the people just in East County say, Jesus! We heard you, but there are some people here who think they're there. All the people in North County say, Jesus! All the people in Point Loma say, Jesus!
Jesus!
Okay, now it's your turn. Okay. All the people online, you're by yourself in Starbucks, say, Jesus! Chapter 6, Isaiah says, in the year King Uzziah died and saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 they covered their face. With 2 they covered their feet. With 2 he flew, and they cried to one another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory. And the post of the door was shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. And then, entonces, Isaiah said, woe is me. There's only one thing you have to do. to prepare yourself for worship is take God and lift him up. In other words, you need to take God off a peer level and move him to high and lift it up. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed, holy is your name. I lift my eyes to the Lord from where I get my help. I cry, I lift my prayers, I lift my cries, I lift my voice, I lift my hands to God. You want to take God from a peer level to a holy level. What does that mean? That you can get up in the morning and you're coming to church or wherever you're gonna go and you're like, yeah, I got my problems, I gotta go to work, I gotta pay my bills, I gotta talk to Jesus. What do I do next? No. I gotta lift God up. Before I get out of bed, I need to put God in his right place in my life. I can't look at my problems and the influence of my problems on my life and the influence of God in my life as the same. I can't look at the power of my problems and the power of God as the same. I can't look at the power of my friends or my enemies and the power of God as the same. God has to be here. If God is not here, my worship's not going to be there. Even when you come to church on Sunday, the devil's trying to beat you down and distract you so you can't focus on God. Listen, your wife is late getting in the car to go to church. Can I get amen, fellas? Your husband is late. Can I get amen, ladies?
Amen.
Amens, amens.
I know that's right. He knows my mans.
You ever notice how people who are late are always late by the same time? They're always like 5 minutes late. What? I mean, it's always 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half hour. Move it up. Change your clock. It's not hard. You get in your car, and right as you get ready to get out of the car in the parking lot, your baby throws up. You get to the parking lot, and someone steals your space as though you paid for it. Someone sits in your seat as though you paid for it, and you didn't pay for it. They're not singing your song. It's too loud. There's too many people. Newsflash, there's going to be a whole lot of loud people in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. There's going to be a whole... There's going to be a whole lot of lights in heaven. There's going to be smoke in heaven. There's going to be thunder in heaven. You just got to get used to it. But you know what's going to be heaven? There's going to be a whole bunch of people praising God in heaven. Ain't nobody going to be sitting around going, ha, ha, ha. So you need to get ready. You need to say, Lord, I'm going to lift you up. I got to lift you up on a mental level. I got to lift you up on a physical level. I got to lift you up on my heart level. Number one, turn to Romans chapter 12. Real quick, the sixth book of the New Testament, Romans 12. Romans 12. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Romans 12, verse 1. Paul says, I beseech you, I beg you, therefore, my brothers, by according to the mercy of God in your life, that you present your body a living sacrifice. Everyone say body. Okay, I'm going to listen to this. Listen. Body. Cuerpo. Body. Physical. Present your body a living sacrifice, holy, set aside for God, just set aside, acceptable to God the best you can, the best quality you can, which is your reasonable worship. Everyone say worship. That means present your hands ready, set aside, God, what do you want to do with my hands? Your mind, God, what do you want to do with my mind? It's ready. What do you want to do with my mouth? What do you want to do with my ears? What do you want to do with my legs? I'm ready. Here we go. That's what that means. So when you come to worship, whether it's when you wake up and you get out of bed, Your whole day should be a response of respect to the revelation of God all throughout the day. You got to be ready to do that. God says, go over there and help. I can't. I'm too tired. In football, we had this thing called getting your ready position. This is it right here. Okay? You can't go nowhere. I can go wherever I want to go. I can go that way, that way, that way, that way, that way, wherever. Now, as a defensive back, we ran backwards half the time, and you can spin us around. And if you watch football, the best athletes on the field, pound for pound, are defensive backs. That happens to be the position I played, but that's not why. That's not why. But you had defensive backs, you had safeties and corners. The corners were the baddest dudes. And some of them were like 5'9", 180 pounds. They can go anywhere. Start just like this. You run wherever you want to go. I'll let you run past me. I'll catch you. It didn't matter. But you had to be in a ready position. That means whatever's going down, I can go any direction I want to go. I can run, follow. You could be there running this way, and I can run like this. And I just catch you there, boom, boom, boom. And you can't go anywhere. I got you. Let's go. Okay? So when you come to church, when you wake up in the morning, you need to be like this. What you want me to do, God? What you want me to do? I'm ready. And I would challenge you before you come to church, exercise. Okay, I'm getting ready for church. That's right. Come on. I'm getting ready for church. Let's go. I'm getting ready for church. Why? Because you may sit there and God says, lift your hands. You're like, it's too heavy. Some of y'all worship like this. Everybody's, you ain't ready. That is not acceptable to God. God deserves better than that. You need to get this, Lord. This belongs to you. This is my slave. This is my slave. And I am your slave. So what you want me to do with this? When God tells you to walk across the street and pray for somebody in the mall, or walk across the mall and lay your hands on someone to pray for them in the mall because they're sick and you don't even know them, you better get them feet to step in. Because those feet don't belong to you. Those legs don't belong to you. And you better walk in a way that honors God and not in a way that honors the devil. Don't be trolling. Check me out. No, I'm going to go over there, and these hands belong to God, and my voice belongs to God, and whatever God wants me to do, that's what I'm going to do, because this is a living sacrifice. That's worship. So when you come in this room, and you are physically ready to do whatever God calls you to do, and you haven't decided in your mind, I am just going to sit here, that is not ready for worship. You are waiting for the show. You're waiting to be entertained. You're at the wrong place. You need to go to the cinema. That's not church. It doesn't mean we don't have fun. That's not what this is about. Lord, I'm here to respond. Where are you going to go? Where are you ever going to go and have an opportunity to praise the Lord? Nowhere. Church. Or in your small group or whatever, but it's all with the family of God. It ain't going to be at school. It ain't going to be at SDSU. And it's not going to be at the mall. And it's not going to be at the movie. It's going to be at the house of God. So you need to come ready. Then you got to get your mind right. Say, get your mind right. Get your mind right. Turn to Psalm 124. Psalm 124. You have to believe in your noodle, in your brain. You have to believe in your mind that God, Psalm 124, that God deserves and is worthy of worship. You have to believe in your mind that everything good you have comes from Him. You have to believe that. If you don't believe that and you think, well, you know, I got some from God, but then I got some from me, and I got some from Pookie and Ray Ray, my cousins, whatever. But you know, God's in there. Shut your mouth. It's all from God. Now, He may have given it to you through Pookie and Ray Ray. It's all from God. God, everything I have good is from you. I believe that in my mind. I believe that. You have to remind yourself of that. How do you do that? All day long, thank him. Praise him. What does that mean? Lord, thank you that I'm out of my bed. Thank you I have breath. Thank you I have a place to stay. Thank you I'm eating right now. Thank you I have an opportunity to bless this person. Thank you for what you're teaching me through my problems. Thank you that you're using my problems that I think are big to help someone with a problem that's smaller than mine. Thank you, God, all day long. Thank you, I'm lifting you up, and my whole day is an act of worship. Am I talking about radical Jesus walking? Yeah. But that should be normal. Look what it says in Psalm 124. It says, verse 1, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel say now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. It's because of him. Now, you may go, I don't know if I believe that. You ain't ready for worship. If God didn't do it, then what are you worshiping for? You're just singing along like a kumbaya sing-along. Oh, kumbaya, we are the world. That's all you're doing. You ain't worshiping God. You're worshiping humanity. We can do it all. We're unified. Hey, that's worldly religion. It's good that we're united, but that ain't worshiping God. No. God, your conflict is whether you believe that. You might not believe it. You might not believe God can heal you. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor, but God's a great physician. Yeah, you know, when you go to a doctor and you pay money, you're going to a practicing physician. They're practicing. They're trying to figure it out. Believe me, I love doctors. I got plenty of doctors in my life. I love them. They're great. But all of them will tell you they don't know. They don't have it down. They're still learning. And any doctor that tells you he is what it is and emphatically knows everything, you got to get another doctor because they just don't know. Jesus, though, he could bada boom you, bada bing you right into hell. He's a great physician. So you have to believe in your mind. You have to get your body ready. You have to get your mind ready. I believe that God is worthy. So, Lord, and trust me, if all day tomorrow, just throughout the day, especially when you get down, but throughout the day, just tell God, thank you, and tell him what you're thanking him for. Something he's done in your life, his character, his holiness, his faithfulness, his power, his presence, his patience, his mercy, his wisdom. You should be able to go on and on to all that stuff all day long. Thank you, God. And when something happens in your life, you acknowledge that God was in it. That's worship. That's worship. And in doing that, you are always ready like this. What you want? Watch football today. You should all be doing that anyway. Church, football. Then the rest of life. If you watch defensive backs, you got the receiver in front of you. He knows where he's going. He got the whole field. And I don't know where he's going, but it doesn't matter because I'm ready. And you'll see dudes do this. You ever see them? They're going, I'm ready. That's what they're saying. Let's go. Let's go. I got you. And they're talking to him. I got you. And they're telling him, I know I can stay with you. You're not catching. They're like this. That's how you got to be every day when you get up. Now, you may be like this. That's okay. You know, I'm ready, God. That's okay. Everyone's got a different speed, but at least you're ready. Okay, lastly, I gotta go. Okay. Psalm 9. Very briefly, us defensive backs, you know, we had to run all day, literally. And so we never got tired. We could not afford to be tired. So we were always talking, always running around. And at the end of practice, when we would have our team session, when the whole team would come together and we would scrimmage, the linemen, who were, you know, 300-pound dudes, were fighting with each other all day like walruses. Rah! They were just like dog tired. And they would come over to the field where we would all get together, and they could barely stand up. And we're like, yeah, let's go, let's go. And I remember them looking at us going, shut up. Because they were just like, get this practice over with. But yeah, we were like, no, we're ready. Here we go. Psalm 9. Luke says, we got to get our heart ready. I will praise you, O Lord, with my heart. I will praise you, O Lord, with my heart. Okay, let's think about this for a minute. You get up in the morning, 7 days a week, and Sunday you come to church, and you're saying, I got to get ready to worship. Before you get out of bed, every day. Especially on Sunday, because you're going to be in the house of God, the devil's going to attack you even more Saturday night to try to distract you from coming. How many of y'all had a fight? Let's be honest. How many of y'all had a fight today or something almost prevented you from coming here? Raise your hand. Yeah, y'all like, brother, stand it up. God bless you for coming, brother. God bless you. He's like, me. We're happy you were here. Is that a Randall Cunningham jersey? We are praying for you 10 times because he is 20 years retired. You know he's a pastor in Las Vegas. He's a man of God. Did you know that? He has a church of several thousand people. Randall Cunningham in Las Vegas. He's a humble man of God. He's a great guy, and I know him. So you got to get up and say, Lord, I'm ready. My mind's ready. I know you're worthy. My body's ready. Whatever you want me to do, and my heart is willing. What you want me to do? So we're going to sing here in a minute, and y'all are going to worship because you are ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Some of y'all in here need to give your heart to Christ because your life has just been one struggle after another, and you realize you need God in your life. Some of y'all here have Christ in your life. You got something you need, a sickness you need praying for. We want to pray for you right today. Some of y'all are discouraged, depressed, suicidal. Some of y'all addicted. We want to pray for you. You are ready right now. I hope, my prayer, East County, North County, to say, Lord, here I am. Remember, worship is a response of respect. Lord, I am surrendering my body, my life as a living sacrifice to you. That's the only reasonable thing for me to do in light of who you are. That is worship. So in a minute, we're going to sing. And then we're going to sing with all our heart, and then I'm going to have you pray in all the campuses, and then after you pray, I'm going to have you come forward. All the campuses. Are you with me? So say, I am ready.
I am ready.
Okay. We're going to sing, and then we're going to pray.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
I'm coming back.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship,
and it's all about you. It's all about you. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I made.
Eyes closed in all the campuses, eyes closed, heads bowed. Online, eyes closed, heads bowed. Microsites, eyes closed, heads bowed. If in your heart you know you are ready to surrender your body a living sacrifice to Jesus, you're ready to respond to his call in your life today, right where you are, and you want to respond by surrendering your life to be forgiven of your sin, to be healed of your sickness, to have your relationship restored with your spouse, girlfriend, mother, father, whoever. You want a touch from God. Eyes closed, heads bowed, whatever campus you're in, even if you're online, just slip your hand up if that's you. Just slip your hand if you want any of that. God bless you. Slip your hand up. Very good. God bless you. Very good. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You can put your hands down. I'm going to lead you in a prayer in all the campuses, and then after I pray, the pastor at your campus is going to lead you and call you to the altar. But you are ready. Your mind is ready. You know God is worthy of your worship. Your body's ready. You are standing. You are ready to go. You're in your wheelchair. You're ready to go. And your heart's ready. You want it. You're motivated because you know there's nowhere else you can go to get what God can give you. So in the privacy of your heart, I'm going to have you pray this prayer, and then I'm going to call you forward. And as you come forward, we are going to celebrate you. And then we're going to pray with you. So eyes closed, heads bowed. Pray this prayer with me if you're ready to receive from God what he has for you. In the privacy of your heart, pray, dear God, you are worthy of my worship. You're worthy of my life. You're worthy of my praise. I surrender my life to you, my illness to you. I receive from you forgiveness. I receive from you healing. I receive from you blessing. I receive from you, Holy Spirit, anointing. I receive from you life, abundant, dunamis, powerful life. Thank you, Jesus. Eyes closed, heads bowed. In a minute, if you pray that prayer, I'm going to ask you to come forward or move forward in the sanctuary you are in. If you're in the balcony here in Point Loma, I'm going to ask you just to turn around and in a minute, turn around and walk up and come down. And as these people come forward, we are going to worship. We're not ready to be dismissed yet. We don't want to lose these people as they walk down. So right now, if you prayed that prayer, come up out of your seat. Come out of your seat. Come down to the altar. Let's give them a hand. They come on down. Come out of your seat. Let them out of your aisle. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Amen. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on down. Come on, let's give him a hand. Come on. Come out the balcony. Amen. Amen. Come out of your seat. Come on down. Come on. You are ready. You are ready. You are ready.